Nolte, 883 News Media Jobs Already Axed This Year. By John Nolte on May 7, 2021. The business of the news media continues to shrink with the loss of 883 jobs already in 2021, or through the end of April. The only good news for the fake media is the rate of cuts has slowed. By this time last year, a whopping 2,772 media jobs had already been cut, which is 68% higher than this year. But last year was a pandemic year. This year is supposed to be a recovery year. But it's not much of a recovery when your industry is still on pace to cut about 10,000 in 2021. More details. Challenger continues to follow losses in the news industry, which is tracked as a subset of media cuts. So far this year, newsrooms have cut 883 jobs. That is down 68% from the 2,772 cuts through April 2020. These cuts include digital, print, and broadcast news. Newsrooms cut 16,160 jobs in 2020, the highest total on record and up 13% from the previous high of 14,265 in 2008. Given what a volatile industry and dangerous industry digital, print, and broadcast news have become, this can only be considered good news. After all, it is the digital, print, and broadcast news industry fomenting violence in Democrat-run cities, spreading conspiracy theories, pushing for the whole country to be locked down, despite the success of states that are open, spreading lies about systemic racism to gin up racial tensions, and pushing the blacklisting of opinions they disagree with. The media are a cancer on our society, on truth, on democracy, and basic decency, so don't look to me for sympathy when the cancer shrinks. Last year, this cancer shrank by some 30,000 jobs, due primarily to the failure of far-left newsrooms and fake news outlets like Vice and BuzzFeed. That was a record year after a record number of layoff in the pre-pandemic year of 2019, a year when the economy was booming. The truth is the media no longer have anything to offer the American people. Everything the media report turns out to be a lie. Either a straight-up lie, or a lie in how the information is presented and warped through left-wing bias. Then there are the lies of omission, the lack of context, like this whopper in the far-left Washington Post. The cancer of the media is shrinking because there is not a very big market for disinformation. Most people want the truth, the full truth. Most people want to make up their own minds about things. What's more, most people are tired of the fake media using their lies to smugly shame and hector the rest of us over the words we use, the beliefs we hold, the way we choose to live their lives. No. The media is a dying industry because it's useless and cruel and bigoted and deliberately dishonest, and the American people are no longer buying it. The real irony here is the media strongly backs and propagandizes for the very Biden administration policies that kill economic growth, most especially job growth. Talk about reaping what you sow. We'll never fully rid ourselves of this cancer, but that it is shrinking and losing its influence is no longer in doubt.